Halloween, folks.
Wondrous frights for everyone tonight.
Ooh. Well, I mean, not tonight. I think, what is it? This episode will actually be going up like 2 days after Halloween. But, oh. I mean, that's the fastest we can get our holiday wishes out to you folks. And this is the best holiday of them all. Don't you agree, Tyler?
I agree immensely. Especially once we start the pranks.
That is an evil laugh.
I know.
And we have no idea what that pranks context is about. There's no context for these pranks.
You'll find out in the actual ad hominem episode, won't you?
I guess so. Yeah, we had to go back and re-record this because our original intro was just terrible. I know I shouldn't tell you these things, but I do.
Shh.
You're welcome.
Shh, don't tell me what to shh. I'll tell you everything. You scare me sometimes.
So, spoiler alert. He dies. No, not yet. I mean later in the episode. No. Okay, fine. Anyway, so, welcome back to Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate. We are going to play a game about debating, and doing so in the most illogical and entertaining way we possibly can. And when we're done, we're going to post this up, and you can help us decide who won. That sound good to y'all? That sound good to you, Tyler?
That totally sounds great for Smeagol, I mean Tyler.
I guess Tyler's going as Smeagol for Halloween.
Perhaps.
I'm going to reference that one cyanide... Yeah, I'm out of time to make a new costume, so I'm going to do that one thing that the Cyanide and Happiness comics did a couple days ago, I guess, where they made the purple-shirted eye stabber. I have a purple shirt, and I have a fake knife, so that's going to be my costume. I am the purple-shirted eye stabber.
I'll probably just spray blood on me. I think if I go around as a naked, bloody man, everyone will be scared.
Yeah. I mean, that works, too. Yeah.
Wielding a knife. Well,
I guess. Yeah, wielding a knife, covered in blood. His own blood, by the way. Not someone else's.
I might have a volunteer in a few weeks. But,
Tyler.
What?
Just go with it for legal reasons.
Okay.
Go with it for legal reasons, Tyler.
Okay, fine. Everybody, it's not coming from other people that are donors that may have donated about a couple body worth of blood.
Tyler, you're saying too much. You're saying too much now. Anyway, I think we should go ahead and get started. You ready?
Okie dokie. Let's get on going. Woohoo!
You know the drill by this point, right?
I think so. We gotta draw some cards and...
Yep. First, do you want evens or odds?
I'll go odd.
Okay.
I'm an oddball. I can't help it.
Oh, hey, it's even.
Alright, sweet.
Wow. For once, the dice actually like me.
Yep. They show pity upon you.
The dice actually liked me this time. This has never happened before. I know played twice, but I am going first this time. What's our thing? Card-based games. Are they fun or boring?
Oh, you.
Oh, me.
Declare that.
Don't say it out loud. All right, thinking time is up.
Okay.
We ready to go then?
I believe so.
All right, well, I'm ready to go. Okay, so, card-based games. They've got to be fun, you know why? Because we keep making them. We've been playing card games for centuries now. And now we're coming up with not just variations on the same sort of deck, but we're coming up with new games that all involve their own cards. Like, we've got games where you trade cards. We've got games where I guess you still use the standard bridge deck. But we've also got games where you read information on cards and then use that information to form an argument. That argument doesn't have to make sense, by the way. Definitely not referencing what we're playing right now.
All right. Now, I've played a couple card games in my time, and I have to say, they are full of the most toxic, vile communities you could ever have in America. They are an absolute, appallingness of the gaming groups and the various gamers that exist in this world. They are toxin incarnate, and they are the source of all toxins in the gaming community. Quite, they are not good, and ultimately this stems from the fact this game and everything else is just so bland and boring. They're all made of cardboard and paper. They're not even trying to be creative and make their games out of plastic and steel. Now that might be interesting, but at the same time, their artwork is atrocious. Look at Magic the Gathering. It's some of the worst artwork ever in any sort of cardboard or any variation of a game ever. All the Yu-Gi-Oh cards artwork sucks as well.
Your time's up.
And don't even get me started on that card fight. Okay.
No, go ahead and rant on how bad card fight is.
Oh, you want me to finish?
No. But
card fight Vanguard. It's almost as bad as Buddy Fight in its artwork. Which is a thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Buddy Fight.
Anyway. Where are we now? It's my turn. Well, you know what? You can hate the players, but you can't hate the game. And the players, there may be some bad players out there. I don't know. I don't play that many card games in public. Just against computers, mostly. Or in podcasts. I play some games in podcasts every once in a while. Like once a week. And other than that, though, it's really just smooth sailing. It's all fun. It's all a lot of fun. Everyone thinks it's fun, even if they don't like playing with... It's fun because of the rules, because of the game itself, not because of who they're playing with. I mean, who plays games for the other people? Why would anyone enjoy a multiplayer experience that involves other people? That just doesn't make sense. Your claim is weird. I'm done.
I have played card games online, and that is where they are the most toxic. The online communities, the various art, the horrendous technology behind them. They haven't even grown. At least when you play on a video game console, you have graphics and various ability to actually move and interact with your environment. But instead, you have to rely on luck and randomness to actually get through. And don't even get me started on the whole... They're worse than microtransactions. When you have to go out and they use power creep to make you and force you to buy new cards in trading card games, for example. Ugh! It's one of the worst things I've ever seen. It's just a scam on paper and cardboard. Let alone, it's just made with the Skinner box idea of trying to get you to buy more. All card games, everywhere, are just horrendous wastes of money and paper. Grr.
Well, I'm sad that you think that way. I'm sad that you think that just because card games don't necessarily have the good 3D graphics you've grown accustomed to from your photorealistic video games, but I mean they are just little like 2x5 pieces of paper, but we've been playing on those 2x5 pieces of paper since the beginning of time, and we're still doing it, and we're still coming up with new variations on it, so it's gotta be fun. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep doing it.
Okay. Do you even know what the Skinner box is about? It's essentially where a man discovered the ability to get you to literally press a button. That is the equivalent of what you're doing, and that's all this really comes down to. It's just microtransactions of paper and cardboard. And on top of it, that doesn't mean it's good. It just means that somehow you've been trained like a good little pet to keep going ahead and playing a game that you've already found boring. It's simply mind control and horrendous things. And that toxicity of the community proves it. They're so bored, they have to find humor in something else. They've been brainwashed and turned into little monsters. Ugh.
Okay. I think that's the end of this one. So, let's go ahead and reveal our cards.
Okay.
I was playing the Gambler's Fallacy, which is assuming information about future events based on trends set by past events. And you?
I was playing the Division Fallacy, where based on trends and or statistics already seen by one individual, well, doesn't say individual, but basically anything that you've seen within a trend, it must also be true throughout the whole of it.
Right. Declare that.
So, where I'm arguing the toxic community and all that.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Let's get ready for round two, I guess.
Okay. Let's do this.
You want that even or that odd?
I'm going odd.
Again? Oh, it's nice to you now.
I'm odd.
Of course you're odd. But that's okay.
Ah, yes.
So.
I guess I'll argue four.
You'll argue four? Okay. Well. Let me deal out the cards.
Don't give me something stupid.
I will give you everything stupid.
Can you deal out genocide?
I don't know. I don't think that I have a card
deal out
about
genocide.
I don't have that card in this deck. Oh, this
you
one.
You need to make that card.
Black licorice. Delicious or disgusting? You, for some reason, like black licorice. Just pretend that for a moment. Actually, you have to pretend it for at least 30 seconds.
All right, so I'm going to argue four.
You ready to go?
Tell me when I go.
You can go whenever.
I'm ready to go, but I'm not sure if you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I'll be ready to go when...
Okay, I like me some black licorice because I like anything black, man. Black is the best ever in a way it slides down your throat. And the way it melts in your mouth, it makes me feel so good and sad and giddy. And if you don't like black licorice, well, then you don't like anything awesome, because everything awesome is typically black. Because as they say, once you go black, you keep eating that licorice. Your turn, my friend.
Well, first off, was strange. You're strange. Second, just because something is black doesn't mean it's good. Doesn't mean that it's not bitter and really, really hard to swallow because of how bitter it is. Black licorice, if it was alive, it would be that grumpy old uncle who just hates everything because it's so bitter and bitter. I mean, I don't think there's actually anyone in the world who genuinely enjoys black licorice. I doubt you could show me one person out there. Not even one. And you don't count. You're clearly a shill for big licorice.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna say to you, boy. You don't like black licorice? That makes you racist. How dare you not like black things? Man, just because you can't actually swallow it, you can't handle the black. You can't handle the real. The realness of black. All right. And I say that just means that you hate everything black. So get out of here. You gotta love the black. You gotta embrace the black. You gotta, hallelujah, put the black inside you. Deliciousness of the licorice as it slides down your throat. Accept the bitterness, for the bitterness is the bitterness of your life and the beauty that would soon come as you embrace the black.
Well, first off, I resent being called a racist. Second, you still have not shown me even one person out there who likes this stuff. Not one person. In fact, since your response to my claim that you didn't, that not even you counted as liking it, because you're a shill for big licorice, I think that that you don't even know anyone who likes it. I think that your claim of racism was just a quick and easy wall to hide behind because you couldn't think of anything better to say. And just for your information, I love the black community. I love almost anything black except black licorice. I'm done.
Well, I'm sorry, boy. I did call you racist, and that was maybe going too far. But we have to understand, I love me anything black. And as you say, I apparently don't like it. Son, you don't really want to know how many orifices I've stuck this black licorice stuff down. I not only eat it, I have to make sure that stuff gets in my body any which way, just so long as it gets in there. It's so delicious and so pleasant. It makes me feel so good when it goes down my throat. And it goes down my nose. Oh, I even put some in my ear from time to time. Oh, and it's just the most ecstasy you'll ever know. Because everything black, once you go black, you're never going back away from that licorice. Oh, yeah. I need to go buy me some black licorice. What do you guys say about that, boy?
Well, I say you won't have to buy any, because you're going to get it for free because you're being paid by Big Licorice to promote a product that no one wants. And then you're calling people racist for calling you out on it. Now, you know what that sounds like to me? That just sounds like you got no claim. You got no argument here. You just don't like the fact that you're working for someone who's selling a product that you can't sell. I hope you're not paid on commission, because I doubt you get very much for that. I'm done.
All right, let's see what fallacies we all had.
All right. Well, I had the burden of proof fallacy. The burden of proof fallacy is saying that it isn't my job to find proof to support my claim, but it's my opponent's job to find proof against it. And you couldn't even find one person who liked black licorice.
I kept telling you, I like black licorice.
And
chill.
Tyler.
Mine's false cause. And basically it says, saying that a correlation, real or perceived, between two phenomenon equals an association between them. I said I like anything black because black is awesome. And black licorice is black, therefore it is awesome. There you go.
What he said. Well, Tyler, you know what time it is now?
Awesomeness?
No. You know what time it is?
Adventure time with Finn and Jake?
No. It's closing time. We're down to it.
Aww.
Well, don't be sad. We got one last debate, and then we get to see how many people think I'm better than you in a few weeks.
I'm the best.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, do we actually get any more votes on this than last time, or is it still just mine? Still just my votes.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I was checking the polls from episode 1 to see if anyone other than me had voted on them.
Darn it.
And they didn't. So, as of right now, the jury's still out there.
But I won.
Oh, yeah, you definitely won, because I voted for you for those debates, because as much as I wanted to win, I did think that you did better on two of the ones that were, okay, that were posted in the episode.
All right, see, we got one more argument here, or?
All right. So, you know what to do.
What?
I'm going to be evens. We'll stick with the usual.
Ha-ha! All right.
And
well,
it's your go.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to argue 4.
All right, we got it here. Pranks, funny, or immature.
That's going to be a hard one. Well, are you ready to argue?
You think they're funny. I think they're immature. So I got to be the stick in the mud this time. I'm going to have to think about this
for
30 seconds. Okay. Never mind. This is going to be fun. I can do this. Okay. You can start talking now.
All right. I think pranks are absolutely hilarious. Not only do I think that, one of my favorite leaders in the whole wide world is a prankster himself, Donald Mr. Trump. Yes! And hell, before him it was Obama, that silly little man. He loved to make himself a humorous day. Yes, and so do most cops. If you can make a cop laugh, they probably won't even give you a ticket. Humor is quite literally the access point for which we all can come together. It is literally a utopian spirit of jovial and beautifulness. Oh, pranking someone, making a water bucket fall on their head, of ice and ultimately possibly causing them injury is just hilarious. Paul hasn't even woke up yet. He's still in the hallway, quite injured. I got him good.
All right, your time's up.
Okie dokie.
Well, you mentioned the presidents as pranksters. You know who else was a really big prankster? Bill Clinton. Yeah, he actually did rig a few places in the White House before leaving just to mess with George. The second George, I mean. Not the first George. I don't think the first George pranked Bill. But Bill was one time caught with another woman, and he tried playing it off saying it was just a prank, bro. But he still nearly got fired. He still almost got fired for that prank. If it was a prank. See, I think there's a lot of things people call pranks that are really, they're just being immature. They're being irresponsible, making bad life choices, potentially hurting other people, and it's all just immature.
Okay. Whoa, bro. I'm sorry that you have such a weird opinion of this, something that was so hilarious. Oh, you slept with that hooker. That's... But no, man. Pranks are funny, man. The other day, I burned down someone's house, and it was hilarious. I mean, they were crying and didn't understand the joke, but man, I just had to say it. They were on fire. Get it? Because their house is on fire. But anyways, getting down to the point, if our leaders think pranks like that really are pranks, they must very well be pranks. That way we have to go all the way in. Man, I wonder what other pranks I could do to try to top that. Oh, I'm just ecstatic about the next possible prank I could play on somebody. Maybe I should play it on Joel. A nice prank.
You know, it may be that some of them are funny. I may have laughed at my fair share of pranks. I won't lie. But I always thought afterwards, man, that guy's really immature. And you know what? Your prank that you mentioned, burning houses down, that's not a prank. That is arson. Arson is not a prank. Arson is arson. People have died from arson. So, using arson as a prank goes beyond immature and irresponsible. That's almost criminal.
Now, hold on, man. It's just a prank, bro. It's just a prank. And if you want to talk about criminal, yeah, some of the best pranksters are in jail. Because, damn, you know, robbing somebody of their money is literally hilarious. And possibly injuring an individual. Yeah. Car wrecks, homicide, vehicular manslaughter. It's all hilarious. Under the right context, of course. Now, understanding like hell. Look at Jake Paul. What a wonderful man. He may just now is about to go to jail, possibly, for a massive prank he played on this guy. He put a big old horn on his car, honked it, and blew the guy's eardrums out. And now he's being sued for it? Now that is a prank. That is a prank. That wondrous Jake Paul. What do you think, partner?
I think you're being even more immature and criminal and all that than I could have possibly imagined. It's worse than I thought, folks. I'm done. My closing argument is, it's worse than I thought, folks.
Let's see what our fallacies were.
What were you playing?
Okay. I was playing the... make it big real quick. I can't read it. Because it's like something authority.
Oh, I can see. Appeal to authority.
All right. Appeal to authority. And I was appealing to like people like Obama, Trump, police officers, yeah, and Jake Paul. Because he's authority.
Yeah.
And I just played.
He's an authority on pranks.
And being a dick.
Yeah, that too. But it's just a prank, bro.
A total dick. Nah, it ain't a prank.
Okay. So Tyler was appeal to authority, and I was anecdote, which is using personal experiences or isolated examples as evidence instead of supplying research to support my claim. So, I mean, you had your presidential anecdotes. I had my presidential anecdotes. We all had a good laugh. And it's, I guess it's time to go home, isn't it?
Aww.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate. Again, we don't really have winners from last week's debates. Anyway, we all want to reiterate, happy Halloween. And a few quick reminders. You can follow me on Twitter at Denali Lioge. You can follow Tyler on Twitter at Nemesis Blade, but he would prefer you follow his YouTube channel because that's where he actually posts content. And did you know that there is a way for you to submit your own questions to us? You can either do it on Twitter using the hashtag AdHominemCast to post quotes from the show that you enjoyed or suggest debate topics which I could throw into the game, or you could email them to incitementstudio@hotmail.com.
Sounds good.
So it doesn't matter what your debate topic is, we'll try and make fun of it and argue it in the most irreverent way possible. You're welcome in advance. Doesn't matter what kind of question it is, we'll do it. Just try not to be too political. Even if you are political, we're not gonna treat it with any sort of political nature when we're debating it. Anything else to mention? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can follow the podcast itself on Twitter at Incitement Games. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/AdHominemGame, or you can go to incitementstudio.com to learn more. Tyler, you got anything else you want
to
add?
I think that's pretty close to everything we needed to add. Just make sure that whenever I post that you're going to go ahead and see that, hit the subscribe button, and make sure that you go ahead and comment, subscribe, do whatever you got to do. Keep in touch, and we'll keep in touch with you.
Oh, yeah. By this point in time, let me get the analytics back up here. We have 6 subscribers, and I'm pretty sure I'm only 3 of them. So that means that there's 3 other people at the time of this podcast being recorded that have subscribed to the show. Thank you, you 3. And speaking of subscribing, we now have, I think, 6 ways for you to subscribe. We got iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pocket Cast, subscribe via RSS. Anything else? Nope, that's it. Okay. No one uses RSS anymore, do they?
I have no idea.
I mean, Google Play and all those places, I got this up there because they subscribe via RSS, but that's about it. Anyway, subscribe to the podcast. You can listen just about anywhere you want. We are very happy for you doing so, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Always remember, folks, debates are not about proving your point. They are about asserting dominance over your opponent.
Get illogical with these illogical debates.
Cheers.